I've said this a lot. It's my season of yes. Mm-hmm. And I wholeheartedly feel like if I am going after things that serve me and my family, then God's going to put the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing in my path.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
Welcome to Moms Actually. I'm Blair.
And I'm Morgan.
And this is our special guest, Ashley West.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I've been so excited for you.
Oh, beyond.
I keep saying we're going to have a time.
Yes. Oh, a time is going to be had.
Yes.
So can you tell everybody about yourself, brag on yourself a little bit?
Yes. I am Ashley West, Southern West Sunshine on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm a mom of two. So I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yes, boy and a girl, Walker and Elle. Yeah. I do social media now, but by trade, I am a speech pathologist.
Okay.
So way back when, I did speech therapy.
Cool.
So yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell. I don't want
to
brag too
much. Is it
weird
to say I do social media?
It is. It
She's
is.
Like, that's how you saw.
Like,
you're
well,
like, I do social
listen,
media? Mm-hmm.
When I say I'm a content creator, there are people like, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, get ready because we are, like I said, a time is about to be had.
Love.
We are going to have some good conversation. But before we start, support us. Press subscribe.
Press the subscribe, yes. guys.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Support your favorite moms. Yes. That's us.
Yes.
So, we'll give you a second. Okay. Right. Let's get started. Yes. So, we're going to start by telling you what these paddles are for.
Oh, fab. Yes. Okay. I love that.
One of our favorite games.
Yes.
So if you are new to the platform over here, this is It's Giving Motherhood. So
love.
Gold means yes or the first option that I say. And then white means no or the second option. First
okay.
answer is always the right answer.
Go
so don't think too hard about
okay.
it. Okay. And so we're just going to get right started.
Okay.
Right now. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. I guess.
You ready? Okay. Let's go. Have you ever felt like you're not good enough compared to other moms?
Oh.
That's no.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like in a permanent, like, I don't feel good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or even that. I think you just see someone else doing something and you're like, man, I wish I had that in me. But
yeah.
I feel like I'm good for my parent, like my kids. I don't feel
mm-hmm.
bad about myself, but...
Yeah.
No, I agree with that 100%. It's the cleaning aspect for me.
Really,
truly. Like, you see these perfectly curated, gorgeous, stark white homes, and I'm like, yeah, I got dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
I got cereal everywhere, but yeah, I feel
that. No, I have to put them down to feel better. I'm like, their house really isn't that clean. They probably got Kool-Aid stains.
Right. We're only seeing what's in the frame.
I'm like, it's a lie. Yeah. I said no only because, like, I beat myself up enough about other things
mm-hmm.
with the mom situation,
yes.
I'm like, no, I am good enough. Like,
yes.
I am doing good. Other places, maybe not so much.
Right.
But mom-wise, yeah, no, I'm not.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No.
She's like, not doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Okay, next one. Do you feel like kids can sometimes get in the way of marriage?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you let them.
Your priority. Yeah, if you let them.
Right.
But your priorities just naturally shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to leave room for something else.
I mean, considering both of our kids are still in the bed with us.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Come on, guys. Come on.
I mean, we've tried. I mean, they'll just end up in the bed with us anyways.
No, it's because you're not consistent. Because you're like, they're going to end up. It's like,
she has a gate.
I have a gate. So they have like a room here, and I have a gate in the hallway.
Yes.
But now I don't even have to close the gate. So at 3 months, they go to their own respective rooms
right.
after that. And it's hell. Because yes, I know you have to get up out of bed and you have to do all those things.
That's where I messed up.
And yeah, so I'm like, I was like, I'd rather go through hell for X amount of months.
Right.
To have the rest of the year.
No, I feel that.
So I'm very big about that because I just have heard so many stories.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
friend still has like her 10-year-old that comes and like sleeps
oh,
in
yeah,
bed
no,
with
no, we gotta draw the line somewhere.
I mean, it sounds good, but I'll talk to you in 5 years.
She's like, red. It's so funny because Layla was in the, you know, she was sleeping in the bed because I was single mom. I'm like, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It's,
right.
You know, whatever. And then I started dating my now husband, and then, you know, we moved in together, and she was still kind of like trickling in, and he was like, this doesn't
work.
Yeah, and so that's what really like stopped it for me, and then
right.
once we got
pregnant with my second, he was like, just to let you know, we're not even going to start that habit.
Yeah.
So he was the one really to be very, very stern on that. Now, our son, now he'll come in the early, early mornings. But that's not a big deal because it's early in the morning. But no, our kids do not sleep in the bedroom. But that's why I said that they can. Because if you don't really draw that line, then what time are you actually having?
It's like, I'll see you when you see when
I see you. Yeah, because you're already during the day. You're, you know, business as usual and all that. And, you know, it's...
And then you can't do anything at night because you don't know when they just go...
Yeah, pop up.
I'll meet you in the kids' bedroom.
Right. Like, what do you do in that moment? Like, are you like daytime or...
Well, my husband works all the time. So it's very much like, I'll see you when I see you or like... Let him fall asleep. Make sure he's not asleep. Okay, I'll meet you in the kids' room.
So, you don't even have your bedroom. It's like
No. It's not like our safe, not safe space. But
yeah,
it's,
but you're...
It's not our space. That's where
it's not. That's the family room.
Sacred.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Nothing is sacred anymore.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Understood. Would you say your parenting is more traditional or more new age?
Traditional.
I'm going to go... Here.
I'd say in the middle, only because, and not because it's like all the way gentle parenting, fans or whatever. It's just I talk to them. And I think that's considered new age. Like I talk to my kids.
How are you feeling?
Yes.
Or like, I agree with that.
This is why you can't do this or what, like that's the most new age I think I really get.
Totally.
Same. I'm exactly the same. That's why I said I'm more balanced. I like to say balanced parenting because I do keep some of the tradition of like, no, this is what I said. I said, you know, that type of thing.
100%.
I'm not going to argue with you or give you too many choices, but we are going to communicate.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Love so, that.
What's traditional to you?
Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we will, and like, I haven't really had the chance. Like, every new season as they age, I'm like, oh, I'm doing this now. Like, I'm parenting this way. I haven't really gotten to the, I guess, the school age. I'll just start a kindergarten.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're, I'm like, when I say parenting, it's very much like, no, don't open the pantry door or whatever, you know? So, talking about feelings and that is just kind of starting for me.
Got you.
But
it's so interesting because Instagram also makes me realize like, am I doing everything wrong? Because they're like, you can't call your kids smart anymore because then if you say smart, it's a lot of pressure because then I have to like, they think they have to be smart. You have to say they're hardworking.
Right.
Like it's a lot to keep up with.
But then it makes you like think, who are you exactly? Who is the source? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is credible enough to really, you know, change things?
But it's like, I hear older people say, like, their kids, their parents used to say that. And so they would, like, freak out when they didn't know something. So it's like, I see the adults.
The balance.
Yeah, I see the adults.
The balance.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's all everything. Everything is balanced.
Yes.
And there's no such thing as balance.
Right, 100%.
Perfect. Perfect.
So balance. But do the thing that doesn't exist.
Right. Love that for
And
us.
Do it well.
Right. Make the impossible happen.
Do you have a secret stash of candy or snacks that the kids don't know about?
Ooh.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't.
I should.
No.
Right. The only thing I do sometimes is if there's like a snack that I absolutely want, it's not that they don't know about it. I just put it higher in the pantry.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm like, you can see this, but
you
know that it's
it?
Mine. No, I never secretly
do you
eat
hide
it.
Out.
But I'm like, you know that this one is mine, so you can't have it.
Yeah. I'll move it just so it doesn't get eaten.
Yeah.
But again, that's Instagram made me do this. I put everything, even candy, in full view and let them have choices because I like can't stop myself from eating stuff and I don't want them to have that issue when they get older. So I'm pretty open about like eating snacks and all that stuff because I wasn't allowed to, so when I do have stuff, I like, overindulge.
Binge.
Yeah, I binge. Yeah, I don't want that for them.
Totally.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't, but I will secretly eat stuff and then tell them it's spicy if I'm eating something.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, you won't like this, baby.
You're not gonna like
it's
this.
It's spicy. You won't like it. And that kind of stops it right there.
They hear spicy and they're like, I'm good.
Yes.
They're going to grow up saying like, I can't eat a Jolly Rancher. It's spicy.
Yes, literally. Or even just like basic gum. Like I'm like, it's minty. It's spicy. You will not like it.
It's too much. It's going to open you up too much.
They're going to get to middle school. Their friends are going to be like,
yeah, I'm not lying to you, baby.
Right.
Are we doing our hair perfectly? Or are we risking being late to the event?
She's doing her hair perfectly.
Now listen.
Or showing up on time.
I'm an on-time girly.
Okay.
Like, I'm very much that. So, thank God for heatless curls.
Okay.
Because I swear I can sleep in them, and I'm like, the confidence I have, I can leave the house and, like,
Do you put your heatless curls, like, do you keep them on in the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, I went through the
right
airport
before the event, she's sliding it out.
That is no joke. I mean, I'm telling you, I have gone multiple places. Like, right before I go through the door, I'm taking it out.
Yes. So, let's say one day it comes out a little wonky. Are you like, you know what?
Like, I'm
gonna just kind of like do this, or are you gonna be late?
Mm.
Would you be late for your hair?
No.
So you would still be on time?
I would still be on time.
Wow.
I know. Oh. Unexpected.
That is unexpected. Yeah. Yeah. Like, this isn't even a question.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, I'm very much like a on time girly.
Stickler.
That was very much ingrained in me.
Okay.
From my mom and dad for sure.
I'd be late on accident, so my hair my hair wouldn't look the way it would.
Yeah, right.
It
still wouldn't look good.
Like, why were you late?
Right. I'm not seeing
it's not adding up.
Yeah.
Right? The math ain't mathing.
Like, you're gonna be late at least.
At least make it work.
Do something.
Right?
Making your coffee at home or Starbucks run?
Ooh, making it at home.
Making it at home?
Yes. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And I said this earlier, but the closest Starbucks to me is 30 minutes away.
Oh. Well, Starbucks is next door.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like if I make coffee at home and I try to do my little barista things, but I'm very much a coffee pot girl, cream sugar, and that's it. So it overwhelms me too to order at Starbucks. Are you feeling
that way? I'm in the middle. Because I like Starbucks as like the treat.
Yes, that's me too.
And,
yes.
But during the week, I do my coffee at home.
Yes.
So on the weekends, I'm
totally late. Yeah.
Dashing to Starbucks.
No, Starbucks orders are very, like, we should do like a content post and ask everybody their Starbucks
what their order is.
It is like, I don't think I could work at Starbucks. I get overwhelmed hearing you. I'm like, what do you guys call it? Grande?
Yes.
The other side. Yes.
It's the ingredients for
Minty.
Me. The two pumps of this, three, the foam, this, that, and the other. I'm like, I'm overstimulated already. Like, you're going to have to figure this out.
But they do it so well. When, you know, you order, they're like, okay, all right, thank
like
you.
Like, you didn't ask anything. Like, you said hello. They're just like, got it.
Got it all down.
I don't drink coffee. I've never had coffee in my life.
What?
I love this moment. That's the only reason why I tell everybody.
She doesn't.
Oh my God, well, good for you. I'm trying to get like you.
And she stays up until like 3 a.m. and then wakes up
but
at
I have
like
been doing 5-hour energy drinks for this. I will say that.
Oh.
But usually when I'm up, I'm up. I'm also afraid of being addicted to something.
Yep, totally.
And when people do like coffee cleanses, they usually get headaches and stuff. That doesn't seem fun.
I could see that.
Yeah. So that's the only reason. It smells amazing.
It does smell good.
Just brew it to smell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last question.
Yes.
All right. Botox and filler, or are we aging gracefully?
Oh, where's the first one?
Where's
that
the first?
Was gold?
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 Me and my Botox appointment 3 days ago. Literally.
Like, yes.
Yeah. I've never had Botox or filler before, but I am like,
she's like, it's not on purpose.
It's not on purpose.
Well, you look gorgeous. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
But I'm ready to, you know, make the appointment for sure.
Oh, love that.
Just in case anybody's watching this, Botox at any age. You can start Botox before you get your wrinkles because it helps teach your muscles not to wrinkle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Filler. If you are 20-something, please don't do it unless you're like doing something for your jawline or maybe your nose. But you already have a lot of collagen in your face. So what you're doing is stretching your face out. And then if you don't keep it up, you get filler face. And it's just, you start looking 40 instead of 23. So like, just hold up on the facial
Big
balancing
sister
at
advice.
Like early 20. Yeah. Yes.
Love.
Because it's just so sad. It's just
tough.
So,
doing too much too early.
Exactly. Yeah. Too much. You're cute, girl. You're
but the Botox
girl.
Is
Botox, do it, you know, whenever.
Preventative.
Yeah,
yes.
Preventative.
Yes.
All for it.
Love.
All for it. So now that we have you on our couch and you're hanging with us
of
and
course.
You get an opportunity to like share more about who Ashley West is.
Ooh.
What's something that you don't get asked about or that you don't get to like actually talk about that you think people should know about you?
Yeah, so I don't really showcase a lot. I mean, here recently I've started posting more about it, but I used to sing a lot and music was a major part of my life. So as a freshman in college, I actually majored in musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
So like
Your
all the-
Your parents love
that.
Right?
Because I would not pay for my kids to go to college for singing.
So
she must really be able to sing. Rivers is a judge.
Oh, I thought you said my husband is. So I was like, really?
No.
Oh,
no.
What's that mean?
I wouldn't.
You're like, mm-mm.
Judge your mother. But go on. You have great parents.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. They were very much supportive of that. And I went to Oklahoma City University for the first year of college. Got a scholarship, did the whole thing.
Oh,
quickly realized, I was like, can't make a career out of this. Mm. I did not want to audition for the rest of my life.
It's work. And it's a lot of rejection.
Oh, that is what, I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
My heart was broken. I put so much of my heart and soul into every single thing, every audition, every song, every...
And it's not a reflection of how good you are.
Yeah.
That's
very,
the hardest part.
Subjective.
Yeah.
So I quickly realized, I'm like, I'm not going to make a career out of this. Mm-hmm. I can't take it. So transferred over to speech pathology.
Okay.
Loved every minute of it. And people might not know that about me as well. So I worked 5 years as a medical speech pathologist in the hospital. COVID hit and I was pregnant at the time. Mm-hmm. So I decided to step away. Mm-hmm. And then that's when TikTok got started.
Wow.
You were TikTok. Yeah.
Wow. Right,
your new
exactly.
career.
Yes, my newfound
was
career.
Was it like, did you start for fun or were you like, hey, we're in this house and I'm going to see if I can make something shake?
I mean, it was literally what makes me laugh.
Okay.
We were all very much like, oh, what's this app that everybody's downloading in quarantine? So it was very much like, well, I started yodeling.
I was wondering if Are we gonna get a yodel from you?
Oh, absolutely not.
She said no.
But I will say that kind of started the ball rolling as far as getting followers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, I'm not trying to be known as a yodeling girl.
But go to her TikTok.
Makes sense.
But do go to her TikTok. She has like a yodeling section.
Yodel mom.
Yes. It sounds so beautiful.
Oh,
she does not sound like Ricola.
Right.
Sometimes. But
that's what I sounded like earlier.
I mean, Ricola. But it was beautiful. Ricola. But it's like hers has like a.
It's a, she got a swag.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Real thing.
Oh, she got like
you.
A, yeah.
It's very country.
Swaggy yodeling.
Yeah. It's country. But,
I love it.
So I did musical theater. And then I also, when I was growing up, I did a lot of country music as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the lines were blurred. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's kind of my story.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So now you're more in the like fashion and beauty and lifestyle, motherhood, all the things. And you're really just giving it to us. And you also started really being an example, I would say, doing the big sister advice and all of that. So what would you say to 20-year-old you right now?
Ooh. First of all, you wouldn't believe that you'd be sitting on a couch doing this. You don't have to have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not everything needs to be X, Y, and Z. Yeah. By 24, I'm going to be married and have a kid. Like, that is not what you need to be focusing on. Mm-hmm. You need to be focusing on yourself and making sure you are good. I got married when I was 22. Mm-hmm. So I was a baby.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we just had our 10-year anniversary. But I think if you just need to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
I think so, you know, when you're 20, 22, when people are telling you that, it just doesn't make...
You're
like,
I'm so old.
You're fighting against it. And then at this age, and you've gone marriage and kids, and you finally, it clicks. And so then now you try to like pass that advice on to a 20-year-old, like, enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
And try to make it make sense because it's like you don't realize how much your life changes. But when you're 20, you think you want the marriage and you want do, but it's
you never get
this moment where it's just about you.
Yes.
You
enjoy
don't,
it.
And then even if you don't get married at 22, like I didn't get married till I was 29, the whole time you're kind of focused on finding your partner. So you're not thinking about you. And then you get married and you're a wife. So now you become this identity.
Yep.
Then you have kids and you're a mom. And so you've spent your whole life never actually figuring out who you are.
I love that.
Yes. I think what helps too, though, is what we're doing right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have the aunties and the, you know, random people that will say, you know, enjoy your 20s and all that stuff. Yeah. But they just say that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't say the why or they don't give like the example. Mm-hmm. So it's been nice to even be able to talk to other women that are saying like, okay, no. This is what I focused on. Mm-hmm. This is what I got to do when, you know, during that time. This is what I'm doing now. Like, that is the thing that's important to show the why because, you know, they see us and they see us doing all these things and like, but you did this and you had this. I'm like, no. I mean, I had my daughter, my first child at 20 years old.
Right.
And so I had to
grow up quick.
I had to grow up quick. But I'm like, no, if I was able to do this, I would have been even more better off, I guess, if I was just to be able to focus and not being forced to focus.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Totally.
And then try to balance all the things.
All
then
the things.
Because you have to, you know, be
I'm
a
growing
mom.
A
have
human
to do, exactly.
While I'm trying to grow up. Mm. And we still are doing that.
Yes.
Like, oh. We're in our, I'm 31 years old. 32. Yeah.
Yeah, you're 32.
I'm 32.
And no Botox.
Yes, and no Botox. Okay, okay, so I'll take that. I'll take
right.
that. Thank
yes,
you.
Go for it.
But yeah, I'm 32 years old and I'm still like 30s. It's like an right. advanced 20s.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, and like, we still don't really have yeah. it figured out.
Like 20-year-old you, you're like, ooh, 32 is old. Like,
no.
Yes, and now
but
it's
it
like,
feels like it.
Yeah, when you're at any age, well, yeah. younger ages, 30 seems like, now
light
I'm like
years.
50s young to me. I'm
right.
like,
yeah.
oh, you right. only 50? I was yeah. like, okay, girl. But mm-hmm. before that was about 99 years old. 30 was about 70.
Yeah. yeah.
So it changed a little bit. So since your life has evolved, so you go from like this 9-to-5
right.
woman mm-hmm. to this mm-hmm. social media creator
right.
where
star.
It's 20, yeah, star,
yes.
24-hour job. Like how has your family adjusted to all of that? Because before, ooh. You know, you probably start the day with your family, end the day with your family. It's a predictable
right.
life.
So I just now, so Elle, like I said, just started kindergarten. Mm-hmm. My son mm-hmm. used to always be with me.
Yeah.
So it was very much like he was always under my skin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say under my skin.
Pretty
but
much.
He was,
yeah,
like,
yeah
I'm right.
That's how, absolutely.
I mean, he was attached to me.
Yeah.
So now I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, and a lot of my work is filming.
Yeah.
So I don't like to put my kids on camera that much.
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah.
I have to, I have to.
Right.
And it's just part of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to limit their exposure to that. And I don't want them to see me on my phone constantly.
Yes.
Like that yeah. is my major,
yep.
like,
mm-hmm. yep.
let's like not do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But ultimately, that's what I do now. So
mm-hmm.
he's just now started going to a childcare situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been,
yeah.
it's been really amazing.
Because
I'm able
good.
To be content creator, Ashley,
yeah.
and then come 3 o'clock, I can go back and I can be mom
yeah.
and I can feel like
without feeling like you're
yes.
sweating
and
your time
I feel accomplished, like, okay, I checked all the boxes that
yeah.
I need to check today for work, and then now I can put my mom hat back on and really focus on my children
yeah.
and be present.
And that's good, because people can make you feel guilty about childcare, but I'm like, if my kid was here, I'd be ignoring them.
Exactly.
Right.
So why not let them play
right.
with other kids?
Yep.
Yes, 100%. So, and he's getting interaction with other kids, he's
exactly.
getting socialization, and that just, for me, like, he's getting to play too.
Exactly.
And so it would be very much like, baby, I'll play with you in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta be on my phone. So yeah, it's been nice.
What's been the adjustments for marriage, though?
We've come to a point where we're like, okay, 8 o'clock, no more phones.
Okay. Mm.
Like, we have to put the phones down
mm-hmm.
because we need some normalcy to, like, look each other
yeah.
in the eye. And
yeah.
be like, okay, babe, how was your day?
Mm-hmm.
Because with social media, it doesn't shut off.
It doesn't
no.
stop.
It does not stop. And there's always going to be messages
Something.
Coming through.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? This
mm-hmm.
got shared. That got shared.
Yep.
So, and I'm very much a people pleaser. So, like,
mm-hmm.
if you're asking me something online, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to be
yeah.
getting back
yeah.
to you as soon as possible. But you have to draw that line so we can have some time for ourselves.
And
for
not
sure.
be burnt out.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
It has to be sustainable.
Yes.
So, it sounds like you're, like, building a life of sustainability. Because all
right.
of this is still pretty new.
So fresh.
You know?
Fresh, yeah.
And trying to make sure that it's, like, the long.
And there's no, for me, it's, like, there's no blueprint. Like,
yeah.
This, I'm just like blindly figuring it out. So now it's like we've kind of got a rhythm with it
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that people pleaser thing can be heavy though. Because I feel
Ooh.
Like if you're people pleasing, you're not pleasing someone else. Even whether
oh,
that's
yeah.
yourself or your husband or your kids or something. So
yeah.
it's like getting that balance figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you have something very important.
Oh,
yes.
I want to hear it.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what goes on with my faces sometimes, but it's insane. No, but I was really going to ask because you were talking about just your day-to-day,
yeah.
how things go, and you're even just seeing you online, you're like always
yes.
like
yes.
this.
Yes. yes.
And so what does you time, like Ashley time look like? Like what
Ooh.
Is downtime
That's a good
for you?
Ooh, I love that. I call it vegging out.
Okay.
Okay.
Vegging out.
Okay.
My mom called it that way back when.
Yeah.
But it's really just where I'm able to take my makeup off.
Okay.
My hair is out of my face
mm-hmm.
and a headband
mm-hmm.
and a sheet mask
mm-hmm.
and we're watching Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Mm.
Like period pieces.
Yeah.
That is my thing.
Yeah. yeah.
Like PBS stuff.
Yeah.
Literally, literally. I'm such a nerd. But that's what that is for me. And
mm-hmm.
and I feel bad saying this, but when my husband would work nights and I would get my kids to sleep, I'm like, yes, I get to get in. Yeah. I get to get ugly and
Yes. But yeah. No. And would you say, like, you have moments where you're kind of like, you have to fill your cup up in a different way because of whether, you know, life happens and things like that? How is that? Because I think when people see someone who is so positive all the time, they kind of like feel like, man, how does she do it? Like, how is she always happy? Like, what does that look like on the days that you're not so happy?
For me, like, and not every day is cupcakes and rainbows.
Right.
Like, that's, and what you see on social media is very much a highlight reel.
Right. Yeah, very because no one wants to see, please don't cry, like, on
video. Yeah. That is one thing I promise, yes.
So it's like, so because we also don't want that, it can be,
Yeah, but then I keep it, I try to keep it as relatable as possible. Yeah. And I can show up and say, yeah, today was not that day. Mm-hmm. It was not a good day, but for me, it's the joy of the Lord. Like, just constantly being in prayer and, like, putting all the glory to Him every single day.
Yeah.
And that reflects in my, well, plus I'm ADHD too, so it's, like, very much bouncy all the time. But that's what I've found for me.
No, that definitely helps. So, a second ago, which is actually, like, 5 minutes ago, you talked about, like, this being new, like, being a social media content creator. Do you have, like, goals around it? Do you have a long game? Or is it, I'm, like, here for the ride?
I'm here for the ride.
Okay.
I have no idea what the end game is. Yeah. I say that a lot. I'm like, don't know where this is going, but we're here for
it. As long as they want me.
Yeah, right? Well, and I've said this a lot. It's my season of yes. And I wholeheartedly feel like if I am going after things that serve me and my family, then God's going to put the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing in my path.
Absolutely.
And so if I'm shutting those doors that He's opening, then, I mean, like, I'm going to be saying yes to a lot. So if it fits my conscience and what I see to be good for our family.
Do you have a dream thing? Like, you're like, you know what, now that I'm in it, there are certain things that I'm like, oh, I would love to do that. Is there anything like that?
Oh, there's multiple things.
Okay.
Multiple things. I mean, like, you want to talk about top tier? Top tier?
I want to hear the dream.
Okay, so, I mean, there's the makeup dream. It's like having your makeup done by celebrity makeup artists.
Okay. Which is,
of course. What else? I love to travel. Okay. So going like exotic places, going overseas and getting to bring the family and retiring Zach, my husband. Oh, that would be a big one.
I love that.
He works very, very hard for our family. So being able to do that would be a dream. This is so ridiculous. Singing with Dolly Parton.
That's her.
Dolly called me. I've always loved her. So, that's some goals.
I love that though.
I mean,
We'll see in a year where we're at. By this time next year.
That's our favorite.
You look back and you're like, what was I doing last year?
Yeah.
Not what I'm doing right now.
That's why a lot of stuff, like, clearly stress exists, anxiety exists, but I don't stay there because I'm like, what was I stressing over a year ago? And I might remember it, but it's not what I'm doing right now. So it's like,
it's just not the big,
so am I going to move forward? Like, what am I going to do next? I'm not about to sit here. Like, I can't be one of those. And I know some people do this, but, you know, in the bed every day, just sad about something that happened yesterday or last week. Like, why not do something else to, like, change your circumstances? But the season of yes. How does it feel when you say yes to something and you know it's God, but it's not, like, who you think you are. Like, you said yes to something, and it's like,
That's good. That's a good question.
Like,
I said yes, but
Okay. Well, here recently, I got asked to sing the national anthem at a rodeo of all
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did not see that.
So a friend of mine, her husband rides for the PBR, and she messaged me, and she was like, hey, you want to sing the national anthem? I was like, please no. My husband even grabbed my phone and he texts back,
Good husband. Good job.
Good job.
And she went to school for this.
Oh my God. And ultimately I'm like, what's the plan here? Like, what's the end game? Like, why am I putting myself out here and singing? And that singing the national anthem is a different thing.
Like, oh, that's true. Yeah. It's like one of the most judged.
Yes, it is. You can't just ad lib on the spot.
No,
you gotta get it right.
Even celebrities, have gotten it.
Yes,
bad.
So that would be the biggest example I can think of here lately. That I'm like, God, what are you doing?
So all she did well.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the clip. I'm
going to
watch it.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, thank you. Know what? I love that because it also proves that God is so strategic and nothing is wasted. Because, you know, when you're like, you went to school for it, you did the thing, and then you were like, no, this is not this is not it. But it's like God was like, no, I'm not finished.
This is a gift that I gave you.
And you're still going to use it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think sometimes as moms too, we bury things so deep down.
Deep.
Especially if it's a dream or something, a passion. Yes. And we're like, I can't do that anymore. Yes. I have a family to take care of. Yes. I did that. As soon as I became pregnant, I had this dream of being like on Broadway and doing all these things. I was like, I'm not going to be able to go to auditions every week. I have to take care of a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like, no, but I could still use you. Mm-hmm. I could still do the thing. So I want to encourage the moms out there who have buried dreams and they feel like that was a waste of time. And, you know, I did this for a moment.
Mm-hmm. It was a season.
No, that thing is going to spin the block.
That's true.
That's so true.
Because you can't act shy when Dolly comes up. You can't be like, oh,
what are you
going to
do when Dolly comes up?
I mean, but that's so, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so, so true. And like I said, if you would have told me 2 or 3 years ago, like these seeds that God has planted in me, he's bringing them out now and I hope they're making fruit. And
of course
it's like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing, hindsight's 2020. You're like, oh, that's what that was for.
Yep.
And that's what, okay, all this theatrics and the silliness and the dancing.
Yeah.
I know, but
you're
that's
using
what
it all.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. But how was the adjustment when you went from speech pathologist to this, like telling your husband or like your friends?
I was going to say that.
Ooh, how'd that go? Like, what'd they think? Like, oh.
Like, I'm doing this full time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of was gradual. So it wasn't like, okay, so she's getting more and more, quote unquote, attention online. So it's been...
So
it's
the proof was kind of already there.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, and I've always been theatrical.
Okay.
And I've always been kind of silly, but I've just kind of
But leaving the 9 to 5 to be silly on Instagram?
True. No, that's so true. Yes, that is so true. Well, and
a good job. Like, you had a good job.
Yeah. My master's degree is just sitting there on
That's hilarious.
But yeah, no, that... And it's been wild to... Because, like, a master's degree, I'm not using it.
Yeah.
And... That's another way God's kind of just reframed everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, now you're going to do this and try this out.
Yeah.
There are pieces of things that I pull from throughout my life that has helped me along the way.
Yeah.
Have your relationships changed at all? Especially as you become bigger you know, people get weird. Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I don't have a lot of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And... not that I haven't.
She got married at 22.
I did. That is so true.
Is that why?
So he's my best friend. And so it's not that I put walls up. Mm-hmm. It's just that if I'm going to have extra time to spend, I'm going to want to spend it with my husband. And I'm going to, because he's my best friend.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't do girls' nights.
Really?
Like, I don't do, when we live so far in the country, like.
Yeah.
And she's like, when she has her time, she's on the
like,
couch
it's
watching
my
TV.
Time. Yes. Yeah,
that
makes
sense. And I have two sisters.
Okay.
So, and if we do go do girly things, that's who I'm going to do it with.
Yeah.
So it's very much that. But I always keep my heart open and always keep my, you know, I can be friends with anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
literally.
No, clearly.
Yeah,
no, there's no
can.
Judgment. I just started, I've always had like friends, but once I got married, like I was, we did everything together.
Exactly.
We traveled together. We did.
So that's
if
your
I
person.
Had, yeah. And so if I had free time, I'm an only child.
Yes.
So I'm going to be by myself with that extra time.
I'm comfortable by myself.
I'm very comfortable. I'll go out to the movies by myself. I'll go eat by myself. Like I don't need to wait for anybody to do anything.
Yes.
So I'm fine. So
that's
if I'm not with him, I'm with me. But over the last year, I've definitely realized like the importance of girlfriends in those relationships. And so it's changed a lot. And I think that's been really helpful. But I totally understand. I was like, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm fine.
I'm good.
Well, and that's something that may be a goal for me too, is to kind of open myself up for that as well.
I was going to ask, do you wish sometimes that you had more like,
because there's no village. There is zero village for me. My family lives 5 hours away.
Okay.
And so it is me.
Yeah.
It's me and my husband. And so it's just very much, I do miss having a village. Mm-hmm. But it is, it's hard to make mom friends.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's very hard. Elle goes to dance, and so we'll sit out there. All the dance moms will sit and talk, and you know, very much that. But
I hate small talk.
I am not a small talk person. I'll be honest.
You do the small talk, you go home, but you're not like friends. Yeah,
you know, like, that one, and you're like, it's some meme going around that's like, do you ever leave a social situation? And it's like, that was not my best
work.
That's me.
All the
literally.
Time.
Or like, I overshared majorly.
Yeah. Well, that's usually me because I'm not good at like the small talk. So I just am saying the most random stuff.
Blair's
going
to say something random.
Because I always feel like I have to talk in situations because I don't want the person to feel like, because I can look really mean. So I'm like, hey, blah, blah. And I'm just talking. I'm like, I really don't want to talk, but we're going to talk.
We're going to talk.
I'm going to make it weird. And
she's going to have a random bag.
I'm going to drop a bomb on you and walk away.
I got random facts for days.
I love that.
The hyena one came to me first.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that right now.
Nope.
I'll tell y'all.
We'll save it for later. We'll save it for later. Okay. A village is the thing. Because you know what?
Yeah.
We, on our platform, we talk so much about community and village and I think we get that comment a lot about, well, okay, you guys talk about the village, but how are you making friends? Like, as soon as I became a mom is actually when I lost my village. Yeah. Like, but you probably didn't really even experience
that,
TikTok's
been so beautiful
for
me because it's given me this sense of community.
You're like, I got my internet friends.
Yes.
I love that.
That's actually my thing. Don't underestimate internet friends.
They're great. I hope
that they feel the same way, like that it's reciprocated and it's very much like your wins are my wins. Yeah. Like I want to support you and lift you up. And that's what's been beautiful for me too, because it's like I can sit down and do girly things with girls.
Yeah.
But I don't have to go out.
That's why I'm like, before like this past year, I was definitely like an internet girly person. I'm like, people are so like, it's just so easy. We get to have all these conversations. I watch a lot of TV. We can talk about that. We can do all the things. We just don't have to like leave the house.
Yes.
I loved COVID.
But I'm
I
want to make it super authentic too. What you see is what you get with me. And I'm going to keep it real with you. Like if I do sponsor stuff, I'm always going to tell you you know. Or like if something's gifted to me, which feels icky sometimes.
It does. It feels weird.
I've got boxes come in and like, you know, I always am like, gosh, this just looks like so much surplus. And like, what do you do with all of that? You know, I'm like, it's rough sometimes, but I always like to be transparent.
To your internet
I always try.
Because it's
and
hard
donating.
Because a lot of mom content is now sponsored content. So it's like trying to get it, like
the balance.
Especially the stuff you really do like. But is it ad? It's like, but this one's
really
like,
but
really like
doing
this.
Yeah. No, totally. It's like, and I always am very clear to brands. I'm like, look, I'm going to use this for a while before I decide to work with you. It's got to be authentic because I can't lie for anything.
Well, she is definitely real. If you guys ever guessed or anything like that, she's your real friend. Like you were like, she's my friend, but like in my head, no, not in your head. She's your real friend.
Yes.
Like,
shoot me a DM.
Yes.
I'll try to get to you. I promise.
Like we're real friends.
Yes. Now we have one last question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think moms actually need to hear?
Ooh. For me, I feel like moms need to know that it's okay to take time for yourself and to not feel guilty about it.
Yes.
And you can still do all the beauty things. You can still take time for your hair. Like for me, having that hour to put my makeup on in the morning is my time. It is my time to center myself. It's my time to pray. It's my time to talk with followers. So there is a little voice in the back of your head as a mom. It's like, why are you doing this? Why are you taking time? You're just running kids to school. You're just, you know, making lunches. You're just, but don't feel guilty about that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Take time for yourself. Never feel guilty about it.
Because we hear so much, like when the moms are like, I don't have time to get all dressed. That's why we dress up here.
Yeah, or like, must be nice to have all the time to do that.
Yeah.
But you have a beautiful makeup room, so now I know why. It's because you're like, this is my time.
Yes, this is my space. It's my little, my shed. My cave, Yes.
No, but that now makes more sense because I was like, wow, she has a whole room for makeup. That's a lot of makeup. But now it's like, if that's your time, like,
that's my space.
I totally get it. My time is laying in bed longer than I need to.
I feel that too.
That's my time. That's why the face doesn't get done and the hair's in a bun because I'm like, I will wait to the last 30 seconds.
When he gets you on some peatless curls.
Yeah.
Ashley, we are so grateful that you have come and hung out with us.
Thank
just sat on the couch.
Yes.
And not only inspired, but really just gave your story too because I think it's really important to give the mom the voice that they don't often get to share and
special way.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Seriously.
We really appreciate
incredible.
You.
Thank
you. Yeah, we really appreciate you. Guys, make sure if you are not following Ashley, go ahead and give her a follow. It's going to be somewhere up here, her handle. And make sure if you're not following us and you came by way of Ashley, hello, nice to meet you. Now go ahead and subscribe and get cozy here, okay? But thank you guys so much for watching Moms Actually, where moms come to find themselves.
Absolutely. Love that.
Hey, mom.
What's up?
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 Hey, mom.
What's up?